Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, April 7th. 70-kilometer wind gusts and 5 to 15 centimeters of snow in Grey Bruce this afternoon into tomorrow. Visibility could be poor at times. The Liberal candidate in Bruce Grey Owen Sound is optimistic the resurgence in national support for her party could help her election bid. Anne-Marie Watson is running for a second time after finishing second in the 2021 Canadian federal election to Conservative Alex Ruff, who has served as the MP since 2019. Watson says housing is a top priority for her.
We as the federal government would have to be responsible for starts. We have to be the builder, in effect, not so much the builder, but start the affordable housing.
Watson is the riding chair for the Bruce Grey Owen Sound Federal Liberal Association. She was acclaimed as their candidate in December. She's a married mother of two grown children who's lived on a family farm in West Grey for more than 30 years. She's a past president and director of the Grey County Federation of Agriculture and has also been executive director of the Durham Hospital Foundation. Watson is one of five candidates officially confirmed in Bruce Grey Owen Sound. Ruff is the incumbent Conservative MP. He's also running. Chris Newdorf is the NDP candidate, and Natasha Akiwenzi is running for the Greens. The People's Party and United Party also have candidates registered in the riding. On the federal election campaign trail, the NDP's leader Jagmeet Singh says they would stop American billionaire-backed buyouts of companies, overhaul Canada's bankruptcy and insolvency laws, and expand protections for workers to include post-employment benefits. They want to strengthen and enforce directors' liability for unpaid compensation and fix the Investment Canada Act to stop bad faith takeovers. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre talked about a one-stop approval process for energy projects today. He says a Conservative government would have one environmental review for a given project with a one-year maximum wait time. He wants to bring First Nations, municipalities, and provinces all under the same tent to create a checklist of what needs approving and put it in one office that is accountable to all levels of government. Liberal leader Mark Carney says his government would create 10 new national parks and marine conservation areas, 15 new urban parks, and dedicate $100 million for a strategic water security technology fund. Carney noted today, in response to market volatility, his government would temporarily increase the guaranteed income supplement and reduce the minimum amount that must be withdrawn from registered retirement income accounts for the next year. Habitat for Humanity Grey Bruce is receiving $150,000 from Bruce Power to build 8 new affordable townhomes in Owen Sound. Habitat Grey Bruce Executive Director Greg Fryer.
It's part of our home ownership model. We build the homes with qualifying families. They purchase the home from us with a zero down, zero interest mortgage that we hold at Habitat, and they make monthly payments to us.
Fryer says this is a new $2.5 million project for Owen Sound. It's set to break ground on the city's east side later this year. Taking a look at business news, it was another volatile day for global markets in the wake of U.S. tariffs. The Toronto Stock Exchange is down 334 points to 22,859. The Dow Jones is down 349 points. Our dollar is trading at 70.2 U.S. cents, down 14 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $61.02, down 97 cents a barrel. In sports, 5 games in the NHL tonight, Tampa Bay against the New York Rangers, an important one for the Eastern Conference playoff picture. The Toronto Maple Leafs are currently 4 points ahead of Tampa for the Atlantic Division lead, while the Rangers are trying to keep themselves in contention for the final wild card spot, 6 points back of the Montreal Canadiens. The Leafs play their next game tomorrow against the Florida Panthers. Game 3 of the Provincial Junior Hockey League North Conference Final goes tonight at the P&H Centre in Hanover at 8 o'clock. The Hanover Barons and Orillia Terriers are tied 1-1 in the series. And the Blue Jays open a 4-game series at Fenway Park tonight in Major League Baseball. Checking the forecast, there's a winter weather travel advisory in place for Grey Bruce. 5 to 15 centimeters of heavy snow at times this afternoon and part of tomorrow. We could get reduced visibility at times and 70-kilometer wind gusts. Minus 8 feeling like minus 18 tonight, a high of minus 3 tomorrow. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.